American Samoa's Best Music Mix 93KHJ. I want to welcome in studio with us our very dear friends from Blue Sky, customer and public relations manager Sherry Selle. And then a special treat, we got Chief Executive Officer Justin Tuiasosopo. So, Justin, Sherry, good to see you.
Good morning, John.
Yeah, it's usually we do this on the phone, but to have you guys both in studio is a real treat here. So, can you tell us why you guys are on the radio with us today?
Thank you, John, for the introduction. And of course, thank you, KHJ, for this opportunity to be with you here this morning. As many of our customers may be aware, over the last few days, Blue Sky has carried out a critical system upgrade. And in the midst of these upgrades, as we have anticipated, some service affecting issues and pain points expressed by our customers as they call in to report issues they're experiencing. And of course, others opt to use social media to share their not so favorable experience. So our CEO, and of course, I want to make mention that our dear CTO, Stuart Fong, who was also supposed to be here and probably is still working, overseeing the upgrade, you know, this morning. So I'll give him that, you know, I'll give him an excuse now. So, but they thought it would be best for us to be here to explain what's happening and why, and address other questions that might come up after this discussion.
Okay, so thank you for that, Sherry. And again, Justin Tuiasosopo, the CEO, is here. And Justin, can you tell us why the system upgrade, why you guys did it, and kind of take us through how and why our systems were affected over the last couple of days, as Sherry had alluded to just now?
Okay, thank you, John. Good morning to all of our listeners this morning. To be brief, Blue Sky is modernizing some of our platforms to be able to support the growing technology needs in the territory. As you know, technology is ever evolving, and to ensure that Blue Sky is better equipped to support the future demands of the community as well as our customers, we started the work in upgrading our systems. We believe that it's a major system upgrade since we haven't had any over the last 23 years. As you know, July marks the 23 years since we've been in service, and we've had some infrastructure that has been in existence from 23 years ago. So again, we want to ensure that our customers, as well as all of American Samoa, stays in alignment with the digital world. A lot of what we have currently, as I said, our legacy infrastructure and platforms, some of our old employees may have experience the same systems that we're experiencing today, especially when it comes to our retail and our customer service offices. So they're practically 23 years old. So the current system upgrade will allow us to digitize our services and greatly improve our customers' experience and services going forward.
Thanks, Justin. And then can you also share with us how the upgrade has been going so far since you began?
Yeah, so the work and the planning for this upgrade did not happen overnight. This has been something we've been planning and preparing over the last 2.5 years. And as you know, COVID and its restrictions doesn't really help anything move forward as planned. And so we've decided that we have to move forward because it's now or never. And so right after the COVID restrictions were relaxed, we decided that it's about time that we have to move forward. And it may not be an opportune time for us to do so during our birthday month, but I mean, you have to pull the plug one way or the other. So it hasn't been an easy upgrade, again, given the COVID restrictions in the rest of the world. So we've had to do this entire upgrade with online support. Normally, when we do this kind of major upgrades, we would have some of the system engineers on ground. But this time they're having systems and engineers working remotely. And as you know, that there's vast time differences. So we're having them working either in the middle of the night, or they're working their regular time and we're working on our middle of our night. So hence why Stuart is not here, because him and the team has been working diligently last night to try to fine tune some of the fixes and kind of iron out the kinks. So again, our local team has taken up a lot of the workload and we're able to deliver the upgrades. There have been some issues during this time which impacted some of our customers. And again, we sincerely appreciate their understanding and we thank them for their patience, which is why we're on the radio with you this morning.
Great. So once the system upgrade is completed, let me rephrase that. Is it done, or are you still working on this? And if you are still working on this, how much longer do you have?
We have completed the main upgrades, according to Stuart, and our CEO mentioned, they're fine-tuning some of the configurations to get everything working right. And so they anticipate that we'll be done with this system upgrade by this weekend.
Great. So very soon. And then once the system is 100% upgraded, what can Blue Sky customers expect, Justin?
Well, John, our customers can look forward to experiencing a wide range of new digital services and capabilities once we're finished with the upgrade. Our new network system will enable us to give our customers the tools to step into the digital world. It's certainly a step into the reality of virtually having the world at our fingertips. It's tangibly, we're going to be able to offer a lot more product offerings, something that is closer to what we experience out in the mainland. We're also going to be seeing some of our upgrades in our systems, apps. As you've seen on our social media pages, we've introduced a teaser of our new My Blue Sky app. So that's something to look forward to. There's more app creation that's in our future with this system upgrade. Internally for us, that's not really seen by the customer, is we're changing a lot of our day-to-day steps from a manual systems to more having the system do it for us. For example, a lot of our retail operations is manual, so it requires a lot more hands and a lot more time on hand. But if we upgrade with this, it allows for the system to kind of generate the reports without us having to manually keep track of them. Another big customer experience that you can look forward to is in store, instead of having our reps behind the counters, you see out in like Apple Store where the reps are actually coming out to the customers and working with you using our using an iPad. So those are just some sneak peeks of what to expect based on what we're doing behind the scenes. So thank you very much, John.
Great info then for me and others that have been with you guys for a long time. So Sherry, I'm sure you've had customers call in to report their issues, or like me, I just ask you directly for help. So is there anything that you wanted to add in here?
Yes, John, thank you. First of all, I want to say Favtaite Lilava and Malo Lavalonsai to all our customers and for their patience and understanding these past few days. I know it has not been easy. If our reps are fielding a lot of calls, and I can hear the frustrations and all that. And certainly, you know, they don't hear the yelling and screaming that we do to the technical team, but it works both ways. But nevertheless, we thank you. We're almost there. Don't give up on us. And we're very grateful for your continued support. And I'm happy to say that, you know, our CEO and management team have allocated that we're going to be giving a free e-charge to all our mobile customers, as a small token of our appreciation for bearing with us as we go through this painful system upgrade.
Nice. So,
yes.
Thank you for that.
Yes. So in closing, I want to say to all our valued customers, please, if you encounter any service issues or have had any problems this weekend, to please feel free to call our customer care with your Blue Sky Mobile, dialing 611. And of course, if it fails, call 699-2759 or post on our Facebook page, because because of the extremely high volume of calls with all the upgrades we've been doing, you can always post and someone will always respond to you. Or you can also go on our website, www.bluesky.as, and send us a message from there. It's very easy. Thank you, John, and thank you all of you who are listening out there.
Very nice of Blue Sky to come here and kind of get out in front of these issues. And upgrades are never easy, no matter what industry you work in. So there's always growing pains, and for you to give them some e-charge, very nice.
Right. And like our CEO mentioned, we didn't just think of, oh, we're going to do an upgrade. A lot of this is because of the demand of our customers and their expectations. I can remember a few years ago, the priority was to be able to make a call to the U.S., long distance calls. But now, as things were not, when the data goes down, the demand is, my Facebook is not working,
So it's not my phone's not working, it's my Facebook.
No, it's my Facebook is not working. Yeah, never mind calling, I want to post a message. So technology is accelerating really fast.
Yeah, you think about it. You don't really call people anymore. You just like call them on Messenger. Right. You don't dial a number.
Right. So
you're evolving with that.
Right.
Huh?
We're evolving with that, and we're trying to keep the best of both worlds, because as much as the younger generation are into, you know, Twitter and Instagram and all that, but we still got our, I would like to say, our mom and pops still wanting to make a call, don't want to deal with sliding with the smartphones, but just want to make a call. So we're trying to keep the best of both worlds going.
Accommodate the old school and then
and the new school.
Younger, okay. All right. Well, Justin, it was great having you in here. And Sherry, good to see you. Thank you, Colette, behind the scenes, filming us on the Facebook Live, and all the rest of the Blue Sky staff. It's a big team and really nice. You guys got the customer service experience figured out. You and Ace, you guys are my favorites.
Thank you, John, and have a great weekend to everybody out there. And congratulations again to the Samoa Talks and all that.
All right. Thanks. Take care, guys. God bless.
Thank you.